tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. This is the Fosters After Show, and tonight we're breaking down episode 8. It's called Daughters, and here to help us are our two favorite girls of Girls United. For everybody listening, it's Kiara Chinterlo and Daphne Clark.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did I say it right? Chinterlo, right?
Chinterlo.
Oh, it's Chirinda. She plays Kiara.
Did you really? I didn't know.
He said it really quick and tried it, and I knew.
Okay.
I heard a boom. We both heard it. I'm like, she don't like that.
You know why? It's because you prefaced it in the beginning, so then it psyched him out. It's okay.
It's okay. We love you, boo. We love you.
Welcome, me too. It's okay. It's great to see you guys. The rest of the gang's here. Let's do some quick intros. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Stephanie Georgie. I tweet from at Stephanie Georgie.
I'm Hannah Pritchard. I tweet from at the Hotshot Dude.
And I'm Jillian Leff. I tweet from at Jillian Leff.
And Jillian's going to be checking our Twitter all night. If you want to contribute to the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. You can tweet us at us using the hashtag ABTVFosters.
Yep.
You can also comment and subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. All the above. Guys, I'm nervous. Daughters, episode 8. The kids are busy. A lot's happening. And Callie's adoption is still not locked down.
No.
Who's worried? I am.
I'm fine with it.
Ooh, I'm okay, too. Yeah. Yes, let's go to the next episode.
Oh, God. Okay, well, tell me this. We're going to get to what happened to Rita. But now that Rita is possibly in jail, where's Callie going to live? If she gets
Robert.
With Robert?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is she
what
not
we want?
With Robert
I
now?
Know. Robert Quinn is everything.
We haven't heard from Robert in a while. I don't know.
Well, because it's okay. he's dealing with a lot of stuff. Yes. He's, you know, he's dealing with the split with Jill and the issues Sophia. That he's having with his own daughter. Like, he's busy, but he's always going to come to the rescue for Callie because that's just the type of dad he is.
Oh, yes. Man, I'm nervous. So right now she's at Girls United. Your characters are not there, right? They were just in the house. They're not living there, right?
No, we're there. We're
you are?
There. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh.
We're there.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were on your own.
Yeah.
Daphne.
Well, I'm at Girls United because I'm waiting to hear about Tasha and, you know, my faith in the justice system regarding the kidnapping.
But, stop it right now, Daphne.
Okay. I don't know how you can kidnap your own child, but it's okay. So I'm at Girls United because Rita's helping me with that process.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'm there because Rita scooped me up off the corner.
Yeah, girl.
After you spit in her face.
I know.
Yeah, so we're living there.
She's a very forgiving woman.
She is.
But you guys are like the leaders of right? Because you've been there.
They're the vets.
Yes.
Yeah, we're the vets. We've been there the longest, yes. We stick together.
Y'all
except
like
for Carmen.
Listen, we're not going to talk about Carmen.
Okay. Carmen's messing
it
up.
Because I have a lot to say
about
Carmen.
We're not going
to
talk about Carmen and her lies. Okay?
Yes, exactly.
We're not gonna do that.
Well, as viewers, we don't know right now if she's lying or not. We
she
can assume.
She is.
You know,
really?
We can assume.
Are you trying to say that Rita hit her?
Are you trying to say Rita
no.
is abusive and she hit the girls in Girls
Clearly,
United? That's what I'm saying.
Stupid. Why does the Latina have to be the loca one? Like, it just makes me so sad.
It's took the it there. You took it there.
She had to be the one who's all lying and everything. I'm like, of course.
Well,
whatever.
She is lying. She lying.
I know.
Yeah, she lying. Yeah.
Everybody knows that. I you was know. Like, you're stupid. I don't appreciate you anymore.
Nobody believes that about me.
No
Nobody
one's your friend anymore. You shouldn't
I'm
have been invited
that
to the party.
I didn't see that coming. And like now I'm like, oh, what are they actually taking the story there? I don't think
okay.
they can.
If no. she lied, if Carmen lied, which yeah. is kind of, I have the feeling, what
of
everyone's
course.
Thinking right now. That's so shitty because Rita helped her so much.
Exactly.
Yeah, and why? I don't understand what her motives would be for lying. Like, how is she helping out Brooke, right?
Yeah.
That's the
yeah.
girl's name.
Yeah.
How would she be helping out Brooke?
It's
or
something with Brooke.
It has to be, right?
Okay, wait, let me just, I'm just, like, thinking, like, is she in, like, a weird relationship with her?
That's what I thought, too, but I thought Carmen was the, oh, no, she is the gay one.
Like,
that's what it is, because Brooke looks extra butch, so.
Ooh!
She acted a little bit. She actually liked it.
So we're stereotyping Carmen going into the military as the lesbian.
Well, no, yes. she said she was.
Lesbian.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, and you made a point of saying that her line was like, you're not the only lesbian in the house this time or something.
That was talked about in the beginning of the episode. So the only thing I can think of is like some, you know,
you need
tormented
to be
love.
Defending me, love.
And they're banding together. I don't know why, but.
And to get Rita out?
I know, because I spit in. Kiara spit in Rita's face.
Right. And Rita didn't hit me. Yeah.
Exactly.
She could have backhanded me into next
week.
We all
know Rita did not do it. So let's just go ahead and just move on and send Carmen away.
Okay. Yeah. We have a fan theory.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Jonner Universe tweeted, Carmen lied so she would be able to go into the army, otherwise she wouldn't be able to.
I think she said that the only reason she was able to go in the army was because of Rita.
Exactly.
Right. Well, no, Rita's helping her
because of the conflict between because they're in the house together. So if she were to get into a fight with one of the girls, the police came, she got written up.
Oh,
maybe that would slow her process.
That's a really quick conversation for them to have, though. As like Rita's like walking up the stairs.
If you don't lie about this, you're not going into the army.
Or maybe though they didn't have that conversation, and she just hit her. And then when she was being asked the question, she wasn't trying to save Brooke at all. She was just trying to save herself, and Brooke went along with it because she obviously did hit her and didn't want to get in
trouble. I think that it was planned from the beginning. Let's start fighting.
That was a lot.
It's some other stuff because they called Rita, and she went up there, and then that happened all too fast.
I think all
especially
that,
because of the way she yelled, get out, don't something, B-I-T-C-H, like as they made it, they set it up so it sounded like Rita hit
so it, was
up.
A setup.
It was planned. It was a setup. Easy. Of course it was.
I agree.
You guys know girls. Get out of here.
I think that all
this
that
bleach, I mean, not all of us, but.
Yo, all that bleach that Brooke's using on her hair is seeping into her brain. She's messed up.
You coming for her.
Dude, I think your hair is really cool, actually.
Yeah, Jonner said a new assault charge would screw it up, which is true.
Yes.
So.
Yeah,
so
okay, one more question. Are you a lawyer, Jonner? What do you know?
What
you can't get Tasha back when you know about assault?
Thank you!
Just kidding, Jonner Universe.
No,
one more question.
Oh, and then Lisette Escobar said, I feel like Carmen's afraid to join the army. Maybe she's just using it as an excuse.
To not go?
I don't know.
Probably. I don't understand that.
There's so many
so
things.
There's so many speculations.
Yeah.
They're just mad at Rita for something. We're going to figure it out in a second. And Brooke put it in Carmen's head. There is a reason for it.
Did Callie ever tell them that Rita hit...
No, she never told anybody.
Callie was the only one that knew she hit her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why Rita said, I know what you're thinking because of what happened, but I don't.
But now is this going to be like a huge thing? Like, is this going to become a huge storyline now? Like, something that seems to...
Well, Hannah, there are only two more episodes.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how can we do that? Like, I don't know, because then I feel like they're going to end up asking Callie, and Callie's going to have to tell...
I don't know.
It's gonna go into part B. Big.
It's a lot for me.
It's gonna
me
blow
for a storyline. I'm like, can we?
Yeah. I know, right?
When's I'm excited.
I don't like storylines though that don't like start on like fact. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is all gonna be a storyline that comes from a lie potentially. That bothers me.
Oh, coming from the one who watches Pretty Little Liars.
Okay,
that's all it is. What do you mean? Who cares? All it is lies. You know what I mean? She's like, you know, I have that show.
Listen, that's why I'm dying inside. Okay, I can't handle another show lying to me.
Oh my God.
I don't want to ignore what you said, Hannah. I think that's a really great point.
Thank you.
It's not like drama that someone created first because like they were in love with someone or they had a lie. Yeah. It was like
this is
a lie. Yeah, this is something that was completely made up for like a storyline. I think that's an interesting point.
Remember when Rosie was really emotional and she said to Callie, you know, I really need a break from Girls United, but I can't.
Yes.
Well, now she's getting one.
But I don't know. I have a feeling that it'll be another one of the cliffhangers. You know, what's going to happen to all of these girls? What's going to happen to them in the house?
Because I mean, if she's going to jail, that's not a spa.
I'm just saying, like...
I cannot!
I've seen Orange is the New Black. They have showers, but they're like, you know...
It's not a spa!
But wait. Who is that other lady?
Michelle? Yes.
Like,
she's the...
I didn't remember her.
She's like the second mother of the house.
Okay.
Have we seen her before?
Yeah, she was in season one.
Yeah, she was in
the webisodes.
Yeah.
Oh, the webisodes.
Oh, yeah. Taking it back.
Yes,
sorry,
way back.
Guys, sorry.
That feels like years ago. So much has happened since then.
Yes, everything has evolved.
Yeah.
You know what I did love about this episode, though? We found out so much about Rosie, and I think we've been craving that for the longest time. And I was really excited when I had read in the beginning of the season how they were going to show us who her her daughter was. Mm-hmm. And who would have thought that all of that was hiding behind Rosie?
Yeah. Right.
I was so happy when she slapped her. So happy.
Okay.
Really?
Yes, because she needed to be slapped. That was rude.
It felt like a slap that was like had like been building for 9 years.
Yeah. No, but it was also a low blow. Don't tell me my husband killed himself because of me. Yeah. Like that's your dad. That, like that you know what we've been through. Yeah, you're doing.
But then again, it went with the theme that that Lena and Jude that whole thing where you know no matter what you do to your family, you know they're always going to love you.
Right. Yeah.
And.
And I went with the theme of Brandon, of like your biological kids and not getting all the attention, too. But yeah, that was so interesting seeing like the reasoning for Rosie being this incredible home for the foster kids, because like her daughter and her husband, like things didn't work out as planned.
Right. God, especially if there's like a sickness in there. The fact that she has that she's bipolar, not so much. Poor Rita.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot to deal with. And then she has the girls in Girls United, so she needs a break.
Yeah.
She's a little overwhelmed.
I hope we see more, though, of the daughter, because I feel like, obviously, she has a lot of struggles, too. And I feel like they can't introduce that character, who has so many problems and is on the other side of Rita's characters, without like, going into it and us being able to understand her issues as well.
Well, right. I wonder how it might be when, obviously, so Rita's with the police right now, they're gonna call someone, her daughter, maybe.
Lord, your daughter's gonna talk about the slap.
This is what got me really sad. This is what got me really sad is that I was thinking, what if, and this is way far fetched, but what if the daughter got a hold of the house or knew Brooke for some reason? Because I feel like that happened too quickly, right? Too quickly after she hit it.
Also,
they connected it, because the only reason why it would work is because they would need witnesses. And then the second, even though no one saw the slap happen, the second they find out that Rita did hit her daughter, and for instance, Callie was there to witness it, so Callie would have to, like, under oath, would have to say, yes, I saw her do it, then boom, automatically she gets faulted.
Right, it's already connected.
Oh my God. It's already connected.
Yeah. Even if the daughter wasn't in on it, that's a massive connection, yeah.
Yeah, so it just sucks. And that's the only reason why I thought, what if the daughter was in on it and try to get money that way by putting her mom in jail then having all of her stuff to herself?
Now, then Callie would be in. Poor Callie, Jesus.
Callie at the end of the day is okay because she has Robert. I'm not worried about Callie anymore.
But Callie would be the witness that says, yes, I've seen her slap.
Yeah. But she would also...
Think Callie would protect her and
lie for her? I think she might, but I think Rita would say you can't.
Yeah.
I don't think Rita would let her.
Well, Callie lied for me, so...
That's right. Callie's also ride or die, so you're right.
She ride or die for me, honey. She ride or die for Rita.
She said, Callie lied for me, you're right.
Remember that miniseries, The Slap, about a slap?
Right.
Yes.
No. Oh my God, called The Slap?
Yes.
This is becoming that.
We go around slapping people.
There's a lot of like conspiracy theories on here. It's like Vanna Angel said, is it just me or did Carmen's bruise show up a little quickly?
It did. I was like, wait a minute, that wasn't a bruise from a slap. That was like a punch in your eyehole. Yes.
It was an eye
and a nose. How does a slap do that?
Yeah, hit the whole face and bruise.
Wait a minute, that was a little too much.
And we had to make these stretches for TV, because if not, we wouldn't have known what happened as viewers.
Right.
I'll give it to him.
I was like, was Mayweather up in that league?
Ronda Rousey was up in there.
Christine Garcia tweeted, Rita's just trying to save people the heartbreak she's already seen firsthand.
Christina. Yeah. She can't save her daughter, so she saves other girls.
Yeah, of course.
That's sad.
That has to be hard.
And it makes more sense, though, because what's closest to you is the most difficult to get straight. You know?
Absolutely.
You don't want to listen to... You always listen to the advice of others rather than those who are close to you, because you get too defensive.
Right.
Now, you guys have worked with Rosie now, but I feel like this is a character that's closer to who she is as compared to, like, other characters. Like, she has, like, she's, like, staunch in her beliefs, Rosie is. So is Rita, and yet she has these, like, lighthearted moments, like her tinfoil bird after the date.
She's like, dinner? Well, that was a bust. She walked in saying that.
Wait, where'd she go to an Italian restaurant?
There's a place that does that, though. I think there's a place that... And I'm wondering if it has to associate with San Diego or Los Angeles, but that's how they give all of their to-go foods.
That's so cute. They make
little animals, and I wish I knew. And I was like, oh, it's from the place. I have no idea.
I don't know, but I'd go there if you remembered.
Okay. I'll figure it out.
I would too. I want a bird. I want a bird home.
So, something special about this episode, the director...
Yes! Chandra
Wilson. Okay. Yes! We have a lot of Grey's Anatomy fans that are also Foster's fans. So this is kind of full circle for the production. How was it working with her on set?
Amazing. One of the best directors we've worked with ever.
Really? I have chills right now.
Because she just maneuvers, like the way she just directs and moves is like ballet. It's so fluid. And
she has a vision.
Yes, and she just is amazing.
She's walking around the set and she's here.
Yeah, and then when she comes in the room, everybody stops talking. It's like, yes.
Well, who is that? Nice.
Who is that?
That's a boss.
Yeah.
Really?
Boss lady. Because usually we're like, I know. They were like, and they're like, quiet. I know, right?
But everyone's
it was great.
That's so funny. I genuinely watched today's episodes twice today. Like, it ended, and I was like, I'm going to watch it again. So that's how, I loved it. It was a really good episode.
I didn't even realize it. And then I follow the ABC Family Foster's Facebook fan page, and they did a behind the scenes with her, like a quick, like featurette. And she was talking about her directing style and stuff. And I was like, oh my God.
She's amazing. Yeah, I had to tell her how I felt about her after we wrapped. I had to, because I never imagined that I would work with her. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell her how I felt about her and her SAG Awards speech meant to me, and I cried like a baby.
Oh my God.
She did. I was like, okay, have a moment, Ren. Have a moment.
That's good. No, exactly. But you know what? As an artist, as an actress, why wouldn't you? You know, it's one of those things where when you work to it for it, and then you have it, and then to see it, and then you see someone else's work become something that you're a part of, get out of here.
She did. It was
I'm glad you did. I would have cried too.
Yes. Wow. I'm like, I'm not going to cry now. She's like, I can't wait to get it out, but I had to tell her.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love hearing too, like, what these actors do while they're on hiatus. Because Grey's is not shooting when that happened, right?
Right.
Because there's no way she could have had, like, a week off.
Yeah, no.
She's one of the only cast members still on Grey's Anatomy from the season one.
From, like, the original crew, yeah.
God. That tells you how amazing Meredith. She is. She's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Spoilers. Sorry.
I know.
Okay, we got to talk about the social worker that was interviewing Callie and
Please.
Brandon.
Oh, my talk.
Gosh. That was weird, right?
It was so weird. It was so weird.
Why?
Why? Why was it weird?
It was weird to me because they were...
Wait, why?
What? They were taking it so seriously. Like, these are 16-year-old kids. Were you in love?
Oh, my God.
Like, you were engaging in a romantic relationship with your... Like, yes, they were, and they have, and they did. And, like, I don't know. There's, like, ask better questions.
I thought I was listening to Serial.
Wait, hold up.
I liked that they were asking those questions, because I feel like the social worker who's doing that, those are the questions that... My words. Those are the questions they should be asking, because it's not about whether they're hooking up or not. If there's real feelings, then it's not even just about they shouldn't be living together, but for those kids' benefit, they should have the opportunity to express and explore those feelings without being put in a home together. Like, I actually really liked that.
I thought it was important, too, because the entire time that I was watching, I was like, man, that's crazy that they would even know to ask questions like that. You forget that when you're at that age. I remember being 17 and, like, saying, I love you to someone, thinking that I was in love. I wasn't, now maybe. But you have to think about, as an adult, when those kids get put in those situations, what are they supposed to do when they get older and they ruined it? Like, she wanted a family so bad, but then she gets old enough to find out that I could have just been with Robert and now I can't be with someone because that's so awkward. Or, like, it's for their own, it's for their protection. It sucks in this situation because of where Jude is at and how they got separated. But I think it's necessary. I mean, think about how many boys and girls get into foster homes. I know a couple that got together when they were in a foster home together. And
Were they separated?
They weren't separated. Oh, they were eventually, but then they got back together.
I guess in my mind, this couple hasn't separated for a year now.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously they need to ask these questions for safety. Mm-hmm. Like, bad things happen. But, like, we know the backstory, which is Stephanie and our phenomenal parents.
Oh, yeah.
And,
they're great.
So genre universe is really killing these tweets this episode. They said that social worker was in need of a steamy romance novel. Oh, brother.
Yeah. Was that the question she was asking? Okay. So that was before or after the wedding, and what happened when you kissed?
I didn't realize, like, what a tangled web it was, because they both had different versions of their own story. And I guess it's kind of... it's, like, really honest of a couple, because I bet you if, like, somebody asked, like, my boyfriend, oh, how did you two meet, it would be a completely different story, I'm sure.
It's always a completely different story.
And it seemed like they were trying to protect each other. Yeah.
We have some questions in the booth. Do we?
Not from the booth.
They're from the chat, but
yes.
Tell us what everyone wants to know, Phil.
So in no particular order, how do you feel about the Jude and Connor relationship as of right now?
It's adorable.
We got like a tiny, tiny glimpse.
We did, but I have a lot to say about it.
Oh, I want to hear everything.
Go ahead, go.
Go for it.
No, I was just thinking how Jude, I feel so bad for Connor because he was just so giddy right when he walked into the classroom. And we all know Jude has always been very mature and kind of ahead of his time. I think he's just not going to have time for that. Like, he found himself and everything, and that's great, but I feel... he just, with everything else that's going on, he's not the type of person where his, like, boyfriend's going to be everything. He's genuinely worried about his moms, and he's genuinely worried about Callie. And eventually, he might get to a place where I feel like he's going to be like, you know what, Connor? Oh, you're my dude, but like, I can't do this right now.
Like, it's a friend zone.
Yeah.
Like, look at how his reaction was when Connor was at the house. Like, he was, like, surprised that he was there, but I thought it was, like, a good surprise. Like, oh, wow.
Well, he's like, how did you know? Like, what are you doing here? Yeah. And it was sweet. I liked that Connor interrupted and knew what he was going to say and was like, you didn't answer my text. So everybody was worried. It was cute. It was a super couple thing to do.
Exactly.
Like, a very, I loved it, but I don't know. Jude is on his own thing. I think Connor's okay, and he's going to fight for that relationship, which is great because we'll see that type of a romance. Mm-hmm. But... Jude is on his own thing right now. He has a lot in his head.
Jude's going through a lot of major things. Yes, like, his sister is, like, possibly not being adopted. Mm-hmm. He's worried about, like, his place in his home. And there's, like, the lasting effects of, like, if I screw up, will I get kicked out? Mm-hmm. Was, like, a hidden theme in this episode. Mm-hmm. And so... Connor can't relate to that.
Yes, exactly.
And yet he can be supportive of it. Right. And he has been, but like, it's going to cause conflict.
It is. I just feel like Connor was just too attached right now because Jude is going through a lot. And sometimes you just kind of need to step away from the situation and let him have his moment and his time. But Connor was at the door like, you didn't return my text. And we were like... it's a bit much. I just got home. Can I call you later? Like, can I digest everything that happened today? And then I'll call you?
I know. For the fans' sake, I hope that they don't get rid of Johnner just because, I mean, everyone just loves them. And I feel like in the past couple of episodes, all the fans especially have been tweeting me about the lack of them in the
of
past
Johnner.
Two episodes.
Yeah,
yeah, just because they love them as a couple. And I do think that, you know, they were showcased in the beginning. So hopefully in the last two, we'll be able to see...
their relationship.
Something happen. You know, I hope we're left on a cliffhanger, like everything else that happens with the show. Because usually every character is left open-ended.
I think you made a great point that, like, their relationship was, like, the showcase of the first half of the season.
Yeah.
And then it got to where it was taken, like, to the end of the storyline. But we still had 5 episodes left.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's transition to Brandon's conversation with moms.
Yes.
Let's kick it off with Tickled Lady on YouTube. They want to know, did anyone else feel Brandon was being a jealous brat?
No.
They finally stood up for himself, right?
We appreciate the question, but no.
He needed to do that. He needed to get all that off his chest, and I think it was great.
It was so great. I was so sincere. I loved it. I loved when he got emotional about it, and especially because you saw it hurt him when they said... when he's like, did AJ and Allie hook up? Did you see his like, oh,
yes,
he did his mouth. His mouth.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And it's like, not much hurts him that way.
But that
it was like, it was so real. And I was like, oh, like my stomach went like that. And like, I rewinded it again, that lip. Yeah.
Listen, Brandon is still in love with Callie. Okay?
Yes.
We just all know this. It was first Wyatt, now it's AJ. Like, just, she needs to stop, and they just need to, like, figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's gonna hurt him. But that speech was epic.
It was beautiful.
Hands down, yes. He needed to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that he said that to Steph and Lena. Like, you guys just don't want me in the house. I mean, maybe that's not the case, but still, it was all that built up, yeah, and the aggression needed to be said, and they needed to hear it also. Like, that sucks. Like, hello, remember me? Like, I get that I'm supposed to be the good boy, but that doesn't matter. Right. I have feelings, bro. Like, what, right, are you serious?
I think he's, yeah, been feeling neglected for, yes, a very long time, and it's been building up, and he finally got to say something.
And I thought it was really, like, amazing that Steph, like, coughed up to it.
Oh that, yeah, moment.
Yeah, we needed, oh, that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she owned it, which I did not expect at all. Yeah.
So beautiful the minute she walked in and started saying that to him.
Yeah. I know.
Just so and at the honest, right time, too. Yeah. Because she noticed it. What, mm-hmm, can I ask a question for you guys? How did you guys feel when Brandon walked into the house? And I was happy that he cared for June. He's like, you know, I'm really sorry to hear about that, buddy. Did you expect more, or was that exactly like it was sincere?
I was crushed a little bit because he patted him on the back and said that, but you could tell, like, yeah, well, I've had a crappy day too. Like, he said, yes, it. He said it all,
but he held it back.
I felt like he,
yeah,
was like, I feel you. Like, I'm on the same boat. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But he's the older brother.
Yeah.
But Jude's exactly sensitive. We know that, like, he's
but
not going to take
Brandon.
That apology.
He's, yeah, an, yeah, artist. Like, mm-hmm, this was the first episode this season that Brandon did not bother the hell out of me. Because
what?
he's been
what?
Seriously, he's been like, it's just been so angsty, and I've been waiting for him to just, like, I can't get in his teenage mindset.
Okay.
And this for the this episode is finally, I am with him now.
I think that's because Brandon.
It was so much.
Because I feel like Brandon has something to always distract him from what's really going on with,
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
And so now finally nothing can get in the way. It has to come out. Mm-hmm. So for this episode, it really showed itself.
Yeah.
And we've been seeing like him like just express himself in horrible ways, yeah, and possibly be whiny. But this episode, we found out why.
Yeah.
And so that's, mm-hmm, why we're like more, sense, on his side.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like now that it's all out, he'll stop like acting out and getting more frustrated with it and potentially sacrificing AJ getting a family over it. I feel like the fact that Steph understood and recognized what was going on and even gave him the option to tell Mike that he doesn't want AJ in the house is going to completely flip Brandon on even wanting to push for AJ to get out, because now he's actually being heard and doesn't have to like fight to be heard. You, yeah, know what I mean?
Did you see how relieved he was when she said,
oh, yeah,
that? He was like, that's, I mean, bro-ish, that's all I wanted to hear. Like, just as long as you're gonna hear me. And then because of that, and it's funny, right, when you, yeah, when no one pushes it on you, that's when I think he'll be more accepting too. He's like, look, I don't need AJ not to have a home. I'm not that type,
right,
of person, because,
right,
my mom's raised me, but please just ask me, you know, yeah, like in any other relationship.
Consider my feelings, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I'm, yeah, a, yeah, yeah.
And I get that people want to be heard, though, but like to pose that question to a kid, like, what if he said no, and then in 20 years, it's like, hey, remember that kid, AJ, he was here for like a couple weeks, but we were going to foster him. You said, no, we don't want to foster him. And we haven't heard from him since. We don't know what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a home. Like, don't pose that question.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, I'm slowly shrieking.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say, we should have thrown a pillow at you.
Oh,
it's okay. For all y'all that are just listening, I'll make sure to take a picture for you for later. No, I do want to bring up the decision that Brandon made at the end of the episode by actually not texting Callie what
like
he was going to.
I love that.
That,
and that was real. How many times have y'all drafted a text
and deleted it
and didn't send it?
Dude, like, yeah, yes, every 5 minutes a day.
Yeah, I mean, and I love that she saw him. So she knew something was up because she knows Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it, too. He's like, we need to talk. And you know he's going to be like, why'd you kiss him?
Yeah. Well, I want them to talk. I think they need to talk.
Girl, they're going to. They're going to.
They're
going
to do a lot more.
They're going to do a bedroom tango. I don't know.
But I mean, in that moment, I wanted him to get out of the car. I wanted her to run down and embrace and hug.
I know.
Kiss.
Me, too.
No, he was
but
be like,
I feel like
what up with
the fact, the fact that she, like, saw him drive away and he didn't say anything to her is now just going to make her wonder. So now she's going to think about it and she's going to reach out to him.
Oh, she knows.
And then they're going to...
She knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows.
She got that feeling. What is that? What is that? She got that feeling.
Yeah, you know, they're going to... Mm.
Yeah. What's that? What's that? What are they going to do? Because I don't know those sound effects.
Why all I can think about is Keith Sweat's, you know.
You are so urban.
Okay, we gotta get back to the show.
I cannot.
Okay, we gotta talk about this ongoing investigation with the car accident. I forgot that this is still going on, but also, like, we have the video footage of the guy's son, who is white. I say that because it's important, because the bus driver identified someone as being black. Mm-hmm. So I guess is it possible there was two people in the car? Like, how does that make sense?
That's maybe? Exactly what I was thinking, that two people in the car. But because they're going back to it so strongly, low-key, I think it is going to be his brother or something. I do too. In effect of where we know who the other person is.
Do you think it's possible it's AJ?
Maybe. It could be him also. But it would be more likely to be the older brother because he had a bounce, like, quick.
But what he makes, if it was AJ and they went back to the scene...
He would have known.
He would have been a little uneasy.
Yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't have been you know...
You know, Brandon acted like a little detective.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He really gave he gave Steph the tip.
Yeah. He's like, maybe they were hiding.
I wouldn't say it's a good tip, but it's a tip.
Yeah.
It was a good tip. It led her to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
I was just surprised that they brought AJ there, and I was expecting a moment of like, and here are your handprints, and it matches. The cement was wet that day.
You know what? I was like expecting to see one of those like bat signals. God. You know, because they were like looking, but imagine if like he saw that and he was like,
oh, his heart would drop.
Brother. Oh my God. You guys are
crazy. I don't know. There's so many things that run around in our minds.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so the moms are not doing too well. They're in therapy and they canceled this week's session. Don't cancel those sessions, girls, ladies.
No.
I love the repair lady.
She is so hilarious. She is like that in real life. She is hilarious. Yes. Hilarious.
She had us dying at the table
read. She's a really good actress. The episodes that she's had on Grey's Anatomy, she's nuts. She's so good.
Mm-hmm. Love her.
Maybe that's where they made the connection.
Yeah.
Maybe Chandra brought her on.
Oh, yes. Possibly.
Oh, totally.
I don't know.
Hook it on up.
Keeping it in the family.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I just also liked seeing third person in the relationship.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's kind of weird that Lena is feeling threatened when she's like, I don't know, hanging out with Monty all the time and I don't know, kissed her. Like, did we forget about that?
No,
I haven't.
Good. Good that Lena felt that way because she needed to know. And it was funny because I like how every single time that Steph says anything, like when she said, well, you'd be surprised. I think we're all capable of doing something we never thought we would. Mm-hmm. Boom. Lena was like slapped in the face with like, damn, you're right. I never thought I would kiss that woman, but I did.
What is she going to tell her? It's driving me crazy.
Oh, after they go
episode.
Have their little vacation and have wine and cheese together. Yeah.
That was romantic. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was like, hey.
And Monty, like, she had good advice. Monty had good advice, but at the same time, it was like, stop. Man.
Yeah, but
you
don't threaten with divorce.
Like, that's what I'm saying. To say that, maybe you need to.
Do we trust Monty's advice?
No.
No.
Monty's trying to get in what she fit in.
Yeah.
And I was Team Monty and Lena for a minute, but I
know you were. You terrified me last time you were here. I was like, do it.
Oh. I'm not trying to break up a happy home. even if they are in therapy.
I know that she has like wants of her own, Monty, but I don't know that they would push her that far to make her like try to break up a marriage. Like, they're going to make her that villain character.
The heart wants what it wants, Jeff.
Yeah.
The heart wants what it wants.
I also think that, not that she doesn't think it's serious, but it just, I mean, if it happened to her, she's like, whatever, it happens now. She's broken herself, if you will. So that's why it ain't no thing for her.
Right.
I'm upset that she also said, yeah, but if you leave the therapy alone, like, I thought that it was reasonable for Steph to be like, not, like, we have, I mean, we're going to take care of our marriage. I promise you we are, but.
Right now,
look what's going on right now in your house. Like, you're adults. You have responsibility for these children. Like, it is what it is.
Well, you know what, guys? You're going to be able to ask her all about it in person because she's going to be on AfterBuzz for the finale.
Guys, hold me back. I'm just saying.
Monty.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, like the vibrations that the whole house is feeling. Mm-hmm. The fighting moms. Mm-hmm. But I just want to clarify. When I said I liked seeing the third person there, what was her name? Shraz, the home repairer?
Shaz.
I liked seeing her there. It meant I liked it because... In any relationship, it's good to remind the other person that, like, their partner is desirable.
Yeah.
Yes!
You know, because it makes you pull tighter. Like, yeah, they're mine.
Exactly.
I got a catch.
That's what I meant by I was like, good that she started saying all those things, especially, like, oh, when she comes out in her uniform, she can't. She's like, oh. She got all, like, nervous.
She was
and
so
was like,
funny.
Yep.
And it makes Lena proud. Like, yeah, she's mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also, some people are bringing up the fact that when Jude said divorce, Monty kind of half smirked. Like, did you see? She was kind of like happy in the background. It was a little weird until Lena said, "Well, we're not getting a divorce."
Yeah,
it was like a weird.
That's trouble.
It was like a weird half smile. I don't know, guys.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know. With like the kids, Monty could have been like putting on a nice face. Who knows? I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
I feel like Monty puts thoughts in Lena's mind that
she does.
She makes her think about options that she has. Yeah. And I don't think she should do that.
Like, I don't like to be reminded of my options.
But I don't think Lena's really unhappy. I think somebody is making, showing Lena or talking with Lena only about the negative aspects that are going on in her life. So it's, she's only seeing that negative part and being like, yeah, I am unhappy. But I think Lena is happy. They're just going through a rough patch, you know?
Right. Ugh, which every couple does anyway. Yeah. So it's not always roses.
Yeah. I think Lena's just trying to figure out, the only reason why it's difficult is because she's fighting with that kiss. The guilt is getting to her, and I think that she just wants the therapy so she could finally just say it, but she doesn't know how to say it or when to say it, and she needs a third person there. If had that not been an issue, then maybe she would have been more like easy. But
well, it seems like things are going to happen.
Not to sound like a heartless person, I was going to use another word than person, but ABC Family, cold-hearted. I think that if someone kisses you in a relationship and you don't feel that way for them, you forget about it. I don't think you carry around this like seed of guilt this long. I don't know. I just think it's not that big a deal.
I think you do once you make it a big deal by not saying something right away when it happens.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Exactly.
But she was kissed. It wasn't Lena doing it. Like, she was kissed and said no.
She is like the preacher of honesty.
Yeah.
We need to be an honest couple. We need to have an open discussion, open everything. You know, she's like the... That's what she preaches to everyone.
You're right.
The way you just delivered that cracked me up so hard. Yeah.
But Jeff.
I'm just thinking too, like, if it's Monty and she tells Steph, which obviously I'm advocating for to tell her just for honesty, but it would make Steph worry every time Lena goes to work. Which
is 5 days
a week.
It would put that in her mind. Yeah. And she would be worried about it, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I mean, Monty's fine. Like, that woman looks really good, and she's there comforting her for everything. It's at your place of work. What happens when you work with people? You're with each other every day. You have that already in common. And so you have more things to talk about. So it's weird. And then Steph is not in that place because Steph only knew she was gay because of Lena. So Lena was already like that, so she has that natural, like when she sees a fine woman, she's gonna be like, damn, she's fine. You know, she has that in her.
Yeah. Right.
And with Monty being there.
The fact that Monty was even in the office with Lena when Jude walked by, are you doing in there?
No, but I mean, they have their administrative duties. They have administrative stuff to, like, speak about, like, because of their positions, but...
They can't send an email. Call me. Yeah. Call me from your office.
During that scene, though, when Jude ran away from his math class, he said, abort mission, and ran. And then Lena's like, Jude, come back. I said, you're his mom and his principal. Run after him.
Yes.
She didn't listen to me. Okay, guys, we need to segue to predictions because we've a lot to talk about from this preview.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know our thoughts on the preview.
Good.
Oh, I want to tell everything.
Okay.
And now,
predictions. Oh my God. Just to recap what we saw, we saw Callie and Brandon making out on a bed, standing as a bed, and her shirt was being taken off. And then we also saw a wine and cheese, like, spread with Monty and Lena.
What?
It was just Lena. Was it Monty and Lena or Monty and Steph? Wait, no, Steph and Lena.
It was Monty and Lena, and Steph said to Lena,
are you having an affair?
Yes.
Like a boss, she asked with a straight face. I loved it.
And she said, what of it, woman? And then that was a longer preview. You guys missed it.
Yeah. I saw that one, too. I saw that one.
And then Rita came in and slapped someone else. Okay.
Listen, you're going to be just no more shots at Rita.
No more shots.
Shots fired at Rita. Yes, okay. Rita. Okay. One more thing about Rita.
Ladies, is there anything you can tell us you're looking forward to for the next couple episodes? Or is kind of mom's the word?
Oh my God, you liars.
Trinda
just tell
is turning
us.
Her face.
You guys like to that just now. Did you guys practice in the car on the way here? Like,
no,
when they ask us, turn
look
your
to the right.
We both turned
to
the right.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. You want to go ahead and say something? Okay.
Y'all are under contract. It's fine.
Go ahead. Say what you feel.
Okay. Well, let me pose a question to you from our YouTube chat roll. They are wondering if Brandon and Callie have sex, as it might be implied. Do they? We think she'll get pregnant.
Oh my god! Wouldn't that?
Ooh, like, oh my god! Let's hope Hallie. Not. Ooh, no,
I hope not because that's the that's the that most worst. Because
it should
most
be worst. With me and Todd. And nobody.
I do want them to hook up though.
I do too. I do.
I don't want a pregnancy.
No pregnancies.
This is the thing.
That would be very bad. For
I life. Yeah. Think that well, they're obviously going to hook up, but where are they? It looked like a. Cabin
of
some
woods.
Sort. Yeah, okay. So
that
she went up to
Idlewild,
you think?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, you're exactly right.
I didn't say that. Yes, you did, girl.
And you know the best things happen when you're camping, so
I need to like rewatch the preview. Like, was it a double bed or was it a single?
Girl, let me just ask me. I rewinded it like 3 times. I loved it. And the way that their hands were touching and he was
It's long overdue that they have this encounter, so let's get it going.
I don't think that she is going to end up pregnant, and the reason being is because they've brought up pregnancy twice already.
Yeah, they've already had one pregnancy.
They don't like
scare.
To be the dead horse with this show. No, they pregnancy. Like changing themes and everything. Yeah. I don't think they're going to do the pregnancy again. We already had the Lexi scare. I don't think we're going to have a Callie scare.
Yeah, no.
But I do think that Callie's going to be like indefinitely, like, I'm not going to be with Lena and...
Steph,
yes. After that, because they're like, so what's too. The point? They're both, they're getting so weak, and then he touched his, oh my god, the way they stood up and how he did it, her waist looks so good, and you saw a little bit of his arms on the side.
Girl!
She watched it was so good.
Right there.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I know all memory. Of you are excited too. Yeah.
Steph, your memory is very impressive.
Shade, he's throwing shade, isn't he, today?
I was being serious.
All that shit, palm trees over there.
Okay, here's the deal. Excited. We saw a very dramatic relationship with Callie and Brandon, and a very dramatic Lena and Steph relationship. I don't know that that's all going to happen next episode. We have 2 more to go for the season. That could be, like, parcels of what's to come.
No, because I think after they do the thing... There's gonna have to be a conversation between AJ and Brandon now. I think that there's gonna be an awkward little conversation.
What they need to talk
they
about?
They don't have to
because AJ kissed
happen.
Her, and then Brandon.
Brandon's gonna walk back into that house with Mike and AJ, or not back into that house because AJ's not there, but gonna see AJ again and be all like glowing, walking in like a stud, like he knows what he just did.
Like
and
AJ,
no.
Yes.
And then I think he'll be like, "Hey, we're gonna be foster brothers. Don't ever look at her again."
No,
that's
no.
it. Done. Like probably. That's
well,
it.
Please.
AJ could go to Mexico
away.
With his brother.
See, Brandon and Callie have history. AJ can't even compete with
him. He can.
No, I mean, I was enjoying it for the time being because they had some
nothing.
Like hot things.
You got some nice lips,
Callie.
That kiss
nothing.
When they did that kiss, I'm like.
All right, let's hear what Twitter is saying.
Abigail Prince said, "Watch Brandon and Callie not even hook up," which they may not even do that because the foster says that to us a lot. They tease us.
Don't say that.
In the
Abby, I know Abby's little brat. Get out of here.
They tease us in the preview.
I will say that.
And then Vanna Angel said, "It's all a dream." That could also be a dream, too.
No.
We don't like that.
We don't need those dreams from him.
So. A lot of people are really for the horizontal tango. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Well said. Yeah, you know, everyone is just waiting for this. I feel like next week could have the potential to be one of the steamiest episodes of the Fosters ever.
Yes. They don't need to go all the way. They can just hold each other, whatever it is what they want to do, just be cute together.
The lighting just better be right, and so is the camera angle.
What's David Lambert look like right now without his shirt, though? That's what I'm trying to find out. Let's go. And if you don't, it's okay. I will love you no matter
like
what.
He's been pumping up.
I said I saw those arms. You saw the little curves.
Debbie peeping everything.
I sure do.
She's like she had an animate. Girl.
Guys, we're almost out of time, but thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
You guys. Thank you.
Is there anything else coming up for you guys we can plug or you can tell us about? Any new exciting projects?
I can't say.
Girl, what?
I know.
That head turn.
Will you tweet about it?
Is that an
if
they,
if
is that
everyone
an NDA?
Follows you on Twitter?
Yeah, so we'll tweet about it.
That
we'll
means
tweet
something's
our updates,
coming
so,
up.
Yeah. We do all the time.
Yeah.
We do. Just more good. Projects together.
We right? see you next episode also?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're in episode 9. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amazing.
You two aren't telling us anything today, and it's really upsetting me.
Listen, you know this every time we come here, and yet you still ask.
But usually I feel like I can read between the lines and be like, I know what you just said. This time I got nothing.
We'll get updates on Twitter, though. What are your Twitter handles, just for everybody watching?
@Sharenda_K. Daphne M. Clark.
Amazing. And ladies, tell us one more time before we leave where everybody can find you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff, on my Facebook page, Jillian Leff Official, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JillianLeff.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotChatDude.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie.
I tweet from Jeff Masters 1, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.